Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I thought the most passionate thing you would hear on this segment would be the argument between Harry Douglas and Dan Orlovsky about Kevin Stefanski and Mike Tomlin. And maybe it will be.
Okay, Dan, Cleveland, so did the Cleveland Browns, and they got mollywopped in the playoffs. What's your point?
That's what I'm talking about when I say they went to the playoffs. You said if they get quarterback play, they're a legit contender. You don't feel that way about Cleveland when they just did it with Joe? That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say they wasn't a contender. Who do you trust more? You trust Mike Tomlin or you trust Kevin Stefanski more, Dan? Tell me who
Kevin
you trust
Stefanski's
more.
Kevin Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year.
So what? He hasn't won a dang old thing, Dan. Who do you trust more? Stefanski or Mike Tomlin? Answer the question.
Both. They're both great coaches.
Don't tell me about what he's a two-time coach of the year. He ain't
that
won a dog old playoff game. Or maybe he won one.
Yeah, maybe he won one.
We got mollywop. We got dag gum dropped in there. That's a good old-fashioned scream at each other sports talk debate, baby. Mm-hmm.
Two of my former teammates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Harry and Dan.
Harry Douglas was your teammate?
Tennessee.
Do we like Harry Douglas?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dan Orlovsky's just a weird guy.
He's a dork. Yeah.
I see every day he brings chicken breast to work.
No, not seasoned.
Not seasoned. And then, like, one squirt out of a Heinz 57 bottle of ketchup, and he barely touches each
Weird.
Piece of chicken to that. Yeah, he's a strange guy.
Strange.
I think he's a good analyst.
Yeah.
I think he does a good job breaking down the film. So those two start screaming at each other about Tomlin Stefanski. If I'm Orlovsky, I remind Harry Douglas that Stefanski's only playoff win came when he was in a basement, but it was against Mike Tomlin's Steelers.
Okay, but who do you trust right now if you're a player?
Who do I trust if I'm a player?
Yeah. I mean, from the whole body of work and the resume, who I think actually, a team that I think that actually could win and actually could get there underneath somebody that is the puppeteer.
Well, I know what Brandon Ayuk thinks.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk thinks Mike Tomlin's the guy to get it done.
I know what Micah Parsons thinks, too.
Mm-hmm.
If he had a chance, if he was a free agent. I know a lot of those guys think. I know that Cleveland isn't one of them.
I think Stefanski did a better job than Tomlin last year.
Last year?
Four quarterbacks, you won more games. I think he did a better job. Mm. Tomlin did get that team to the playoffs, but I think in some ways, in spite of himself, like if Mason Rudolph had been the starting quarterback, they might have contended for the division.
Don't you give Tomlin a little bit of credit of making the in-season firing?
No.
And actually pushing the button because he created that issue?
He created the issue, and I think Art told him to do it. I know what Mike says, but I.
But he still had to put it together to win games down that stretch.
Yeah, I just think if you had Mason Rudolph as your backup quarterback instead of Trubisky, you might have been playing for the division championship in the last game of the season.
That's all logistics and finances. You had to play Mitch as a backup because you're paying him that much money.
You don't have to pay him because you're paying. They benched Chukwuemeka for $10 million, but he's their highest paid offensive lineman. Benched his ass.
Yeah, but You benched him for a first-round pick.
I think Stefanski did a better job last year. Mike Tomlin's a better coach. That much, I don't think you can really even argue that. And Mike Tomlin's body of work, guys want to play for Tomlin more, I'm sure, than they'd want to play for Stefanski. You just mentioned a couple of guys right there. I will take Mike Tomlin's body of work, and I will project that forward, and I'll have a better idea, or I'll have a better feeling about it than Kevin Stefanski. But I do think, in my opinion, Stefanski did a better job. Some of those quarterbacks, man, were,
it was tough. Until they got, I mean, Joe Flacco, like, let's not, you know, I know that I give Stefanski a lot of credit. I think that he's a fantastic coach. I really do. But, things do get a lot easier, even if you do have a statue back there of a guy who has won Super Bowls and has played at such a high level, like, that takes a lot off the offensive coordinator. That takes a lot off the head coach to have a guy back there that I can actually still throw in Joe Flacco that's been around the game so much. Like, that helps. Even though Joe Flacco was a statue, it helps to have him back there. He knows the reads. He knows where to go with the ball. You don't have to teach that stuff to him.
But it's ridiculous to me that a Joe Flacco in his mid-30s can come in and look that much better than a Mitch Trubisky who's not that far removed from his rookie contract. You know? Like, that is crazy to me. And I think a lot of that might have to do with Stefanski and the offense that he calls, which is why I think he had a better year
Mitch just
last
stinks.
Year. Yeah, but then you play him. You don't have to play. They watch him in practice every freaking day. They watch Rudolph every day. And for them to say, oh, well, let's go with Trubisky, I think it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But, yeah, I would rather play for Tomlin.
Yeah.
And I think 90%+ of people in the league would rather play for Tomlin.
Just close your eyes and just, okay, you have two of the, you have those two teams and you have those two guys. Like, who do you think is going to get you to the promised land?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's pretty easy. Even though, I swear, I'm being honest, I think that Stefanski's a very good coach.
I think he's a good coach,
too. I feel
too.
Like they nailed it finally.
He's changed my mind, because I was not a huge fan of Stefanski. Here's what you know you're getting with Mike Tomlin, though. You're in it every year.
Yeah.
100% in it every year. Again, I think Stefanski did a better job than Tomlin last year. But in 2022, they went 7-10. In 2021, he went 8-9. So, you don't know every year exactly what you're getting from Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, if you come and play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm not saying this should be something Steelers fans get excited about, but from a player standpoint, every year you know you're in it. You can't say that about Stefanski's Browns. You cannot.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.